Yes. Well, come in. Don't just stand in the doorway. What's the matter? Starstruck? Oh, well, yes. I thought it was appropriate to wear the costume. It is my work uniform. This isn't exactly the kind of work environment that screams business casual. Although, not gonna lie, I do look great in a pantsuit. Anyway, what do. Well, before we talk any further, come in. Sit down. You're gonna drive me crazy standing there with your mouth open. Oh, and if you could try to keep up a professional demeanor, it would make this interview go so much more smoothly for you. That wide-eyed stare isn't giving me the best impression. Better. Now, what were you saying? Oh, well, yes, of course I'm the real Mad Mystic. Wasn't I who you were expecting? Did they not tell you which supervillain you were applying to work for? Really? You're joking. You didn't? Ugh. I knew that agency was a joke. But how could any employment agency fail to mention something as important as the job they're lining you up for, especially if the job is minion to a supervillain? Unbelievable. Well, that certainly makes all this very interesting. So, what do you think? Would you like to continue the interview? This might hurt your chances a little bit, seeing as you weren't really planning on breaking into the industry, but it doesn't disqualify you at all. Well then, let's see where this goes, shall we? Who knows? You might be able to bring a unique perspective to my lair. Now, let's see. Some of these questions are probably unnecessary. I'm sure you haven't had any previous experience in villainy, correct? Given how intimidated you look right now, I doubt you've ever been within 100 feet of somebody like me. Ah, here's a good one. What does villainy mean to you? What do you picture a villain as? Not the traditional answer, but at least it's honest. I don't trust the people that try to tell me what they think I want to hear. If I hear one more applicant say villains are the real heroes, I'll toss them out the window. I really will. Anyway, what about heroes? What do you think of them? Perhaps a little too honest there. But that's all right. They work hard to project that image. You'll see what they're really like if you get the job. Honestly, I'm not thrilled with the rest of these questions. They just don't seem very relevant. How about this then? What made you decide to continue the interview? Are you drawn to the idea of illegal activities or? Excuse scared of what I'll do. Well, that's reasonable, I suppose. I've done everything I can to create a fearsome reputation. Keeping a healthy fear of villains is a good trait in a minion. Now, is it only fear that keeps you here, though? Or are you in any way intrigued by the idea of working on the other side of the law? It can be very freeing, you know. Actually, you're more qualified than you probably think. There was a reason I set up this interview. Your resume is, unorthodox for prospective minion, but not bad at all. I could see you doing very well under my employee. Oh, absolutely. It appears you've been jumping between very different kinds of jobs. For many employers, you know, that's a red flag, but it's promising in this context. Being a minion demands a broad skill set and the ability to adapt quickly. And, well, turnover for minions is usually very high, so short tenures at jobs isn't anything unusual in this industry, although I personally try to keep employee retention higher. You know, loyalty and all that. Trust. And these past positions are perfect. As an administrative assistant, you would have learned to manage your employer's affairs and anticipate their needs. Your stint as a warehouse worker shows you're capable of physical labor, and having been in customer service means you're used to dealing with hostile enemies. Not everyone can handle the mental stress of being hounded by police and superheroes and over-eager news reporters. Yes, well, that is the major occupational hazard of being a minion. But it's perhaps not quite as risky as you might think. Minions are actually treated quite leniently by the law, at least in this part of the world. You see, minions are undoubtedly helpful to villains, but they also bring us a bit of, risk. A bumbling minion can accidentally reveal the location of a secret hideout or mess up an otherwise perfect master plan. So, the legal system tries to drive unsuccessful criminals to minion work by offering light sentences and rehabilitation programs when they're caught. Oh, of course, there's always the heroes to worry about. But the heroes in this city are usually more of the knockout gas and lasso throwing types, not the beat you unconscious types. Not too much to be afraid of there. Now, you must know I'm a bit more picky about who I hire, of course. Big name villains like me can't afford major screw-ups. I hire quality minions, and in return, I provide much better benefits. Well, for starters, there's the pay. Given your background, I could start you off in the high five figures. Quite a bit more than what you'd get for, you know, working for most villains, and with plenty of opportunities for raises. Aside from that, you get 4 weeks plus holidays, vacations that is, significant sick leave, hazard pay for dangerous tasks, and a very robust health plan. Unfortunately, we can't pair up with any official insurance companies for, well, obvious reasons, but we run our own internal insurance. Oh, and we have a union as well. I do like to provide for my employees, but I admit that half the reason for all that is just to make the rich capitalists squirm. I love Watching them try to explain to people how an evil villain can treat their employees better than they can. Oh, and there are a few unconventional perks as well. Earning Employee of the Month entitles you to one free rescue in case of arrest or capture. Those are difficult to pull off, so we can't just bust everyone out all the time. And if you do an especially good job, you can request resources for your own personal crimes. Within reason, of course. Oh, and of course you'll want to know what your actual duties would be. Well, you'd start off working exclusively in the lair, performing maintenance on the Doomsday devices, organizing stolen goods, that sort of thing. You can get promoted to accompanying me on heist before too long if you show promise. You'll be provided with weapons and combat training in that event, naturally. And between you and me, there's going to be an opening for my sidekick before too long. The current one is retiring, and well, you strike me as a good fit. That's a very lucrative position, and actually quite a bit safer, too. You wouldn't be expected to hang back and keep the enemy busy like the others. And you needn't worry about being forced into an ethical conundrum. Not unless you're real goody-goody, anyway. And I don't think you are. Otherwise, why are you still here? Anyway, I'm in the villain game to shake up society and topple the high and mighty, not bring harm to average, ordinary people. That's just beneath me. So, what do you think about all this? Do you think you'd accept if I offered you the position? Interesting. Well, I think it's about time to wrap up this interview. But first, a word of warning. I'm not certain if your joke of an employment agency mentioned this to you, but everything that transpires here is, top secret. Whether you decide this position is for you or not, do not approach the police or any heroes about this. I assure you, I will find out, and there will be consequences. Just a little joke. Maybe. I'd be careful if I were you, though. I'm a very good employer, but I'm not the type of person you want to upset. And I think that just about concludes the interview. Unless you have any questions. No? I think this has been a very interesting experience for the both of us. I know none of this is what you were expecting, but I do hope you can appreciate the opportunity that has presented itself. I'll be in touch with an official job offer if I decide you're the best candidate. In fact, confidentially, I think you're probably a shoo-in. It's rare to get an applicant without a criminal history, which brings some benefits. Even if we do find somebody else more traditionally suited, I may just end up hiring you both. We'll see. Now, goodbye now. Take care. Stay safe.